7 minutes past 2 o'clock on this Monday afternoon as we head into the Easter break, and we're giving away a $100 gift box, a beautiful gift basket with lots of yummy, delicious chocolate eggs, thanks to the Barossa Valley Chocolate Company. And I'd love to hear from you. What's your favourite Easter tradition as a family? It could be a recipe, it could be Good Friday meal, it could be what you do over the weekend. Anything to do with Easter. 8223 0000. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show. A few weeks ago, SA Police launched an online autism awareness program for all their officers. It's basically just to increase the capacity and the capability of officers to recognise the signs of autism when they really are out on the beat. Now, we're joined by Juliet Jones. She is the Manager of Diversity and Inclusion at SA Police, and also Senior Constable Kirby Morley. Thanks so much for joining the program. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Juliet, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell us why you've launched the program?
Certainly. So back in 2020, we developed and released our Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. And while we were developing that plan, we conducted a couple of periods of consultation, went out to the community and asked them for feedback and gave them an opportunity to provide input in what we were doing. And there were a couple of key themes that came out of the consultation. And one of them was about developing greater awareness and confidence for police in communicating and engaging with people with disability, but also about particularly enabling greater understanding by police of autism and to help them really enable better communication and response when they're engaging with people with autism or other disabilities.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? Because, you know, the diagnosis is rising and a lot of us don't know a lot about it, and we hear about it, you read about it, but to actually interact with somebody with it is very, very different.
So we took those, the focus, the themes that arose, and we developed our action plan and included actions around looking at our training generally. And as part of that, we've been reviewing our training, and that's an ongoing process for us. But we, have found this autism training, and we've researched it and looked at it and think, yeah, this is really good. This is something that is going to help our officers and help the community.
Well, tell us a little bit about the training, what's involved and what are you hoping to achieve?
So the training, it's an online interactive training, and the training involves people with autism talking about how autism affects them personally, different stimulants, and also provide suggestions of strategies that police officers can adopt when they're interacting with people with autism. And apart from kind of the discussion points, there's also some role play, different scenarios, and each section will ask the trainee to answer some questions based on the scenario. So it's really about developing a much broader aware of autism and all the different characteristics that are on the spectrum, and providing our officers with strategies and tools to help their interactions, help their engagement with people with autism, and achieve really good outcomes for people.
Senior Constable Kirby Morley, we'll bring you in here. You are a mother of a 5-year-old daughter, and she was diagnosed with autism disorder at the age of 3.5. How important is this program in your world?
Oh, it's extremely important for us. Like, obviously, we have a personal motivation to bring awareness for the benefit of my own child. We see the greater benefit for a police organisation, especially given that autism is on the rise. Approximately 1 in 70 people now diagnosed on the spectrum. So for police, it's likely that we will come across them in our everyday interactions, and if we can give them more information so they can be more informed and get the best outcomes for people on the spectrum and not sort of progress it another way, which isn't entirely appropriate, it's best for the public, it's best for the police and for the families around them. So yeah, it's very important.
This is really difficult because we raise our children and ourselves to treat everybody equally. However, with someone with autism, you can't do that because there is not that understanding, is there? Which I don't know that a lot of us quite understand ourselves.
Yeah, I think for a challenge for people and police officers is that autism is an invisible disorder. Mm. It's not a physical disability or a disorder that we can see. So often when we go into scenarios or emergency situations, we're trained to assess and reassess the environment, the surroundings and everything. If you see someone's got a physical disability, that assessment's fairly quick. With autism, it's not visually in front of you, and that's going to inform you unless you've had some awareness training or exposure to someone with autism and they're demonstrating some characteristics and traits. We need to sort of give them time to process and act appropriately. So yeah, it's very important.
Have you been out on in a situation where you have come across somebody with autism? You've understood it because your daughter and you've been exposed to it, but your partner may not have, and you've had to, in that moment, go, hang on a moment, we just need to do things a little bit differently here?
For me, I've been off the road for a little while. I work in the emergency and major events section, so planning and coordinating police response to major events, so I can have a more informed and planned method going into an event where prior to briefing or consulting with our stakeholders, I can adopt and educate them and provide some context to some scenarios or put it in our risk assessment. But I can imagine the same policies and sort of practices and principles are in place for people on the patrol and the beat that, you know, if one is informed, okay, stop, let's take a step back, let's give them time to process and process this information, because often people on the spectrum do require more time to process information, follow instructions. Mm. If one patrol member can identify that, then that's a great outcome for all.
Tell us about your daughter and your experiences living with a child on the autism spectrum.
So our experience is fairly limited to other people, but I'd probably say they're fairly similar. The original diagnosis, we went through a bit of, I think, grief and guilt about her diagnosis, you know, having a preconceived idea about what her life would look like and fitting in the normal structure of society. It brings about a lot of stress. You know, lots of questions. What if? What does the future look like? What are we doing for schools now? Will she be able to get a job? Will she be able to fit in? And very time consuming with all the extra appointments that we have to sort of juggle in between everyday life with a specialist and therapist. But it's also very emotional and exhausting. You know, if a child or someone on the spectrum is having a meltdown, you know, it's not knowing why. Why they're doing it and how you can help sometimes is exhausting. And I think the hardest part we've had is sort of managing the family and our younger son. He doesn't understand autism. He gets very frustrated by her, and he pulls at your heartstrings when he says, you know, why did you have a child with autism? Or what, I wish she didn't have it. So, but out of that, like that's the initial shock and response and everything.
But how old is he?
He's seven.
He's still learning.
Yeah, exactly. But there's so much development and growth, and he will be better for it, and so is the family. So we've had more time to learn about autism and the impacts, and it honestly has made us, and individually as a family, reevaluate what is important. You know, the small gains and the wins are such a big success now in life, and it sort of really grounded us and appreciated live for now and not what's in the future. So I can honestly say, you know, Sierra, our daughter, she's a healthy, endearing child. Yeah. She thinks differently, but that's okay. But she brings about a quirkiness and love and happiness and laughter to the family that if she didn't have her diagnosis, it probably would be different. And I couldn't imagine any other different way now. Like, she's just been such an enlightenment to the family.
Oh, that's beautiful to hear. And to know that the people that are out there protecting us, say, Paul, are wanting to improve, are wanting to get educated and do more for people on the spectrum, that must warm your heart, knowing that there's a future for Gia to be safer in.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've learnt that actually talking about Gia's autism diagnosis and developing an awareness of those that sit around me and around her they only serve to benefit her, her development, her inclusion and acceptance. So that was one of the motivations to working with Safehole in developing an awareness package. But when I spoke to colleagues about it and people who are parents in Safehole who also have children on the spectrum, they all jumped at the opportunity, like developing awareness and benefiting Safehole and the members of the public. Like that's one of our roles as a police officer. So, yeah, we're very grateful that this package has come out.
We've got to take a short break. We'll continue this chat. You're listening to Adelaide's 5AA.
Did you know that the pyramids of Egypt, the Taj Mahal, and the Roman catacombs were built to honour and enshrine the dead? At Simplicity Funerals, we believe a funeral needn't cost the earth to mean the world. Simplicityfunerals.com.au.
Hi, Bronte Manuel from Toop and Toop. If you see a late model Mercedes for sale in a small car yard, you'd be hoping you might be able to snare a bargain. If you see the same Mercedes for sale at a respected dealership specialising in luxury European vehicles, you're likely to value that car more highly. The same goes for real estate. Market perception is everything. Sure, most agencies will be able to sell your home in this market, but only a premium agency can deliver a premium result. Visit toop.com.au to find out more.
Are you ready to vote? The federal election has been announced. If you've recently changed your name or address, turned 18, or become an Australian citizen, you must update your enrolment details or enrol to vote before 8pm on Monday the 18th of April. Head to aec.gov.au or pick up an enrolment form at any AEC office and return it to the AEC before 8pm on Monday the 18th of April. Your vote will help shape Australia. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, Canberra.
Does your retirement mean buying that special car you always wanted? Going on lots of holidays? Or dining out whenever you want? What do you have to do now to make it happen then? Retire in 5 is a retirement plan built by MBA Financial Strategists. It'll show you where your wealth needs to be in 5 years and what you need to do today to make that happen. Start with a free consultation with MBA Financial Strategists. Retireinfive.com.au. See website for T's and C's.
Forget the high-vis shirt. Everyone's a tradie this month at You Installer Kitchens. Yep, we're offering trade pricing for everyone. All our cabinetry is custom-sized and pre-assembled. That means you'll save money and it'll save you time too. Get your trade pricing today for a limited time only. Head into a showroom to get started. Modbury, Glandore, Norwood, Lonsdale and Churchill Centre. Or try You Installer's free 3D online design planner. You Installer Kitchens, the complete DIY kitchen solution. Conditions apply.
You know us for our bright blue vans. Metropolitan Plumbing, Electrical and Air Conditioning. We are the proud winners of the Product Review Award for Plumbing in Australia for 2020 and 21. Did you know we offer $0 deposit interest-free payment plans, have no extra charge for after hours and can also often be at your door within the hour? Metropolitan Plumbing, Electrical and Air Conditioning. Available 24/7.
Imagine a workplace where every day is different. A workplace that's progressive with exciting training and career opportunities. Be a part of one of Australia's fastest growing service and repair groups. Automasters, just the change you're looking for.
Jade Robran on 1395, Adelaide's 5AA.
Good afternoon, it's 21 minutes past 2 o'clock and we're chatting about the SA Police. They've launched an online autism awareness program for all their officers just to increase the capability of officers to recognise signs of autism when they're out on the beat. I've got a lovely message here from Quinton. Great chatting about autism. Thank you to your guests. Life as a parent of autistic boys is challenging but so very rewarding. Had our first play date this last weekend for our 9-year-old. Woohoo to us. Cheers, Quinton. Kirby, that must ring true for when you're talking to parents and just those small, you know, milestones in life can be so rewarding.
Oh, yeah, exactly. My daughter was invited to a party on the weekend and just speaking to another parent there, her son was also on the autism spectrum disorder. So you do start forming some other special bonds with that select group or the part of society. So, yeah, it is. Small wins are great.
My guest is Kirby Morley, Senior Constable at Safehole, and also Juliet Jones, who is the Manager of Diversity and Inclusion at SA Police. Juliet, the training, it includes discussions and role play with people with autism. How important is it to have their contribution to the training?
Well, I think it's absolutely critical. You know, I think as society, we actually really need to start listening to the voices of people who can tell us how it is for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just listening to Kirby talk about Gia there, you realise how much more powerful it is to hear from people who know than just having theory delivered at you. So for me, I think it's absolutely critical that we get input from people who can contribute that first-hand knowledge. That way, you know, we've got the best possible chance of making sure the training actually does what it needs to do, and it'll be the most beneficial to officers but also to the community.
Well, touching on the community, what benefit do you think this training will have to them?
Well, I think that, you know, the more aware that our officers are about autism, the more effective their interactions with people on the spectrum are going to be. So you're going to be hopefully reducing some of the anxiety that people on the spectrum can feel when interacting with people in authority generally.
Mm.
But it's about developing that knowledge. And Kirby mentioned before that it's not visible. So for police officers to understand some of the behaviours that appear on the autism spectrum, which is, you know, probably much broader than some of the stereotypes that we think we know about, so I think that it will benefit the community and just give people with autism that confidence and courage to engage positively with the police.
Is it compulsory for all staff to do it?
It's not compulsory for all staff, but it is compulsory for our officers. But we are very encouraging of our civilian staff also to do the training because, I've done the training and it's absolutely marvellous and it really does expand sort of awareness and give you a real interest and you know, prompts and promotes you to go and look elsewhere and find out more information. So we're definitely encouraging of everybody to do it.
What was the most confronting part of it to you? What did you walk away and go, wow, I'm so much richer for knowing that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think some of the behaviours that people with on the autism spectrum can display and the reasons for that and how, that really by creating a calmer environment maybe or by changing the way we talk, we can prevent that from happening. And if you don't know that, you just carry on talking the way you normally would and it's not working. It's actually counterproductive. So I think that was the most startling, that there are actually really simple things that, we can all do that would make life so much more comfortable and more beneficial for people with autism.
Kirby, as a police officer, what do you think could be some of the challenges when a police officer, encounters an autistic person?
So the main one we've discussed and touched on is the invisibility of it. My daughter doesn't look autistic, but she has subtle signals if someone who had the training and awareness may pick up on. Mm-hmm. She doesn't provide you eye contact, or she requires time to process questions, or she often speaks out of context and is very attached and sensory. So often things in her hands are attached, must have things closed. So if you're trying to speak to her and she's answering a question out of context, police could probably be like, well, what is this? If not aware of autism, are they thinking along the lines, is this mental health or something else? So the challenge is that we are appropriately informed so we can make the best assessments on an outcome that is both beneficial to the autistic person and the police officer, make it safe, make it calm, make it, normally police, we've got quite a high adrenaline take when we're dealing with a situation anyway. We probably speak fast, we're probably telling them instructions, yelling at them to do something, and they're having a sensory overload. We come in with lights, we come in with sirens, we have radios blaring and all those little sounds or signals or something that could really set off an autistic person. Yeah, exactly. So if we can provide education and awareness to our officers that, maybe we need to turn the radio off or turn the car siren lights off or something and move the autistic person away in a safe space, then, yeah, it's going to be the best outcome for all.
Great chat, ladies. Thank you so much. Juliet Jones, Manager of Diversity and Inclusion at SAPOL, and also Senior Constable Kirby Morley there. Fantastic initiative. We're going to take a short break. Coming up afterwards, KG joins us, as he does every Monday, to talk about the footy.